coughing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's Don Bry. Have on the show today. So everyone, I can't believe I'm here. It's been a while since I did Bonnie Albers on air on this platform, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. But if you don't know where you are, and I just told you, you're at Bonnie Albers on air, and I am the hostess with the mostest. Bonnie Albers. I cannot believe that I am really doing this show today because I really am on a new platform, although I am going to keep doing Blog Talk. The platform I'm on, and if you'll go to Instagram, Bonnie Albers On Air on Instagram, and follow me, I'm on every Monday and at least 2 days during the week. I try to. I do some pop-up shows because I love being seen. But today I have a guest that also goes with me to Instagram whenever I can get him, and he is a super cool guy. I know you all know who he is. I've had him on the show, and I've had him on Instagram also. Today I'd like to welcome to the Bonnie Albers On Air show, Brian Peters, the CEO of The Healing Brew. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you? I am one of the CEOs at The Healing Brew. We actually have four partners.
I knew you were going to say that.
We have four partners.
I knew you were going to do that.
We are the metaphysical shop with the mostest. And right now, this week, we're actually getting ready to set up four physical seances with our international medium from England coming in. Gary Mannion will be there this weekend doing physical seances both on Friday and Saturday. And he's also going to be doing psychic surgery. So we're definitely keeping it hopping at The Healing Brew.
You are keeping it real. That's why I play the song, Come With Me on a Magic Carpet Ride. Because if you go with Brian and his crew, you're always on a magic carpet ride. But let me just give you a little bit of information about Brian before we start. He is what I call a tea and herbologist. He is beside the psychic medium stuff because, you know, he is wonderful at all of that. He's a great psychic. He's an unbelievable medium. He does, you know, everything from he'll answer your questions. He'll do mediumship. He does intuitive stuff. He will answer anything you want. But the cool news is not everybody that I know at least does and has a tea leaf reading business and shop. He's got the teas right in the shop. And the thing about Brian is if he can tell you what kind of tea that you should be drinking for your health, which, you know, your health, your psychic, your soul, your spirit, he tells you what you should be having in your tea. You don't have to get it from Brian because you know I don't sell anything on the show, but he's got, I mean, you cannot believe his shop. He has got it. So he also delivers the product that he is telling you you need. You can go and get it anywhere else, but Brian's teas are above. I can't tell you. I drink them myself. I haven't gotten them recently because he hasn't told me what I need to get yet. But he did give me two teas way back, and I love them. So for me, they are the best. And I really, really don't know too many people that do what Brian does. People say they can read tea leaves. They read coffee leaves. They read rice. They read sugar. But Brian reads the tea leaves. He also has the tea, does all kinds of things with them. And I know he likes me to promote other things, but that's one of the biggest and best because he's not only a tea mixologist or a tea herbologist, he's also an herbologist which tells you what herbs are in that tea or tea. So that's pretty cool for me, Brian. I know that you are doing an event. And after we talk about the event, everyone, we'll get into some readings and some things I want to talk about metaphysically. But, Brian, I know, what do you got going on with these Viking things? I mean,
Viking. We haven't had a chance to chit-chat, and I've been busy the last couple of weeks. And Jenny has been keeping me quite busy. She's my partner in crime on an amazing event going on at Century Village in Burton, Ohio. We are doing a Viking fest. So we actually have a bunch of Viking reenactors as well as they will actually be bringing their full Viking village with all their wonderful stuff. They'll be setting up camp for us and they'll actually be showing us what traditional life looks like for the Vikings as well as we'll have a vendor mart and we'll be having
a dinner. They're not going to be beating women or doing anything like that, right, Brian?
No, but they will be beating each other. We actually have live we have joust as well as we have hand-to-hand metal combat going on that day as well. And
well,
then we
I
also
do have
fire,
to tell you. Go ahead.
We also have fire performers as well, so they'll be doing fire tossing and stuff like that. So it's always fun.
Well, I love that because I did watch the Vikings, and you, Ragatha was the female who really took care of all the men. So, you know, hey, I'm all about that. And I love
Well, I mean, even if you look at Ragatha with the Vikings, she was really that priestess who was, you know, she did the blood magic. She sacrificed the cow to the earth to be able to give that blood to the soil to be able to have the crops and stuff grow. I mean, you know, we look at it as, you know, scientific blood meal. You know, you go to Walmart and buy your bag of blood meal, whereas the Vikings, they would actually sacrifice that cow, and they realized that after sacrificing the cow, the plants grew better. You know, what we call science, somebody else is going to call magic.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I learn from you all the time, Bri. I think that's so amazing, and I'm really very into seeing what this is about. I was talking to a few people I know, and I said that a friend of mine and a colleague was doing this and that I was going to hopefully participate in some way or another. And they said that they also read, that the Vikings read runestones. Is that correct?
They are. You'll have Vikings will either read runes, which they actually have what they call the elder runes, and then they also have a newer variation of those runes that are tossed just like cards, and they'll actually use those as part of, you know, the readings. They'll let you know why those runes are coming out, and more times than not, where, you know, a tarot person knows the placement of those cards when they toss runes, what they're actually looking at is the location to each other, as well as the distance in between where they fall on that mat. You know, it's the same thing as tossing bones or whatever the case may be. It's the same conversation, and it's really just being able to use that tool as that connection to spirit.
That is, I mean, that sounds to me like, why aren't I at this fair? Because you know what, I'm going to be in Chicago at the doctor's, or I would be. Let me ask another question. What about, and I hear also from you, you've got drumming going on. So can you tell us a little bit about that also?
Yes, on Friday night, we'll actually have a drum circle. We have Lynette Baldwin coming in, running an amazing drum circle. It will be at Century Village that evening. It's an opportunity to come in, drum, have a night, a festive night prior to the weekend that is to come. And it's more important for people to be able to kind of touch in and stuff like that. So definitely is an opportunity for everybody to kind of come together, vendors and participants and everything like that.
That event is actually
free and open to the public. So if there's anybody out there who wants to come and get a sneak peek of everything, they're welcome to come out to the drum circle, be part of that event. And it, once again, it's free. It's a good way to kind of kick off the weekend. And then we have a bunch of entertainment. We have a gentleman who is coming in on Sunday who does, he actually is an opera singer, and he actually sings in Norse. And so he's actually currently getting his master's in an ancient language that is not located, you know, it's not actually been sung in a millennia, and he's actually bringing that language back to life. So it's a great way to honor, you know, the Vikings as well as to give life to something that hasn't had. And that's really what Century Village is all about. It's a living history, historic location. And it has houses, Victorian houses that are everywhere from late 1700s to modern day. And it's just a way to honor that heritage and let people have that ability to kind of walk through that environment and learn a little bit, as well as enjoying some live music, as well as food and some vendors.
So everybody out there, I know that, you know, we're worldwide, we're universal. So anybody that's going to be close to Brian, I know there's people that are going to fly in. So before we actually get and pick up people, I also want to meet your partner or one of your partners in crime that you told me about. But anybody that's going to be, tell them the address, Brian, and what date it's going to be, please.
We are going to be going on May 4th and 5th in Burton, Ohio. It is actually in Geauga County. The address on that is 14653 East Park Street, Burton, Ohio. They can actually check out the Century Village Museum website for additional information, as well as we're on all the socials as far as pushing information out. They can also check out my Facebook page for more information on the event. Like I said, we have a dinner going on, a bunch of different ways to interact with the event, as well as you have been gracious enough that we're going to be broadcasting some information and some content going on live from the event. So we appreciate the sponsorship there to help get the information out and get people engaged and stuff like that. Hopefully your folks would enjoy some drum circle and stuff like that.
Believe me, we're all excited, and I can't wait. Do you have, you said you, it was a Jen that's with you, so can
correct.
I say hello to Jen?
Absolutely. Hold on 1 second. I'll go ahead, and we'll get her on here for us. So give me 1 second.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We're going to, Jen, hi, I'm Bonnie, and it's a pleasure to meet you if you're working with Brian. He is one of the sweetest and most wonderful people that I know, and I adore working with him. So, Jen, what part of the business are you working with him with?
So I'm on the board of directors over at Century Village, and I've been a Burton resident for most of my life. I met Brian several years ago, and when the village talked to me about possibly putting on this type of an event, I was like, okay, cool. But it can't be a normal event. It's got to be a Viking event that blows the others out of the water. And for that, I need Brian, which I've known Brian for a very long time now, and we work well together. So between the two of us, it's definitely going to be a Viking show like no other.
Well, I am excited for you, and it's a pleasure to meet you. I wish I could be there in person, and I hear wonderful things about you and the village. And I can't wait after the fact to hear how everything went. So I wanted to just say hello, and I want to wish you a lot of luck. And I know this event is going to be wonderful, fun, and really exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish you could be here in person, too. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah, I will. I'll get there.
I need to tell you about. We've got so many vendors coming to this. We've got close to 35 vendors that most of them have been hand-selected, or it's been a very taxing jury process because I'm making sure we have the best of the best of the fields. I'm doing the very exact
same thing
with our entertainers.
You're like me because I only do the best of the best.
See?
Good girl.
No,
I like you already.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
I can't wait to meet you, and I'm sorry I'm not going to make it. Where can anybody find, before I go back to Brian, where can everybody find, Jen, the list of vendors and everything that you've got going? Because I'm sure there's people who would love, you know, just because they don't live around you, they have enough time to maybe be able to fly in or drive in.
Oh, sure. So that's going to be Century Village Festival on Facebook. And we have a couple of different little photo albums I've put together for that. So we have an event page or a photo album that's going to be just our daily activities, such as the bonfire on Friday evening and different things like that. We've got another one that's all of our merchants. So it has a couple pictures of everybody, a little bit about them, tags so you can follow their own stuff. And then we also have another one for our entertainers, and I'm updating that daily. We have several of them, but I don't want to bombard everybody right away, so I'm kind of feeding them through slowly.
I love that. And by the way, you have to have marshmallows and s'mores at the bonfire event, right? It can't be just hot dogs. I don't eat meat, but
they will totally be there. That was my first thing. I was like, we have got to be roasting marshmallows. But yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor because I can't be there physically. Will you have a marshmallow and a s'more for me?
Most definitely. We'll take pictures and send them to you as well.
I love that, Jen. Okay, so if you want to hand me back to Brian, I appreciate all of your input. And for everyone, please go. Jen, again, can you tell them how to get to your page and where they could find the information they need?
That's going to be Century Village Viking Festival. And that's on Facebook.
Perfect. And I'm going to look
for,
You can also check out
the Century Village website. And that has all of the other information on there as well.
I love that.
That's
and I
all
wish
of our future events as well as Viking.
I will wish you all the best. And I hope everyone, and we will be there. In spirit, as well as my show should be there. And I'm really looking forward again to this event. So have fun with it. Make sure everyone's laughing and smiling because that's what these events are about. And just enjoy yourself. And And if you put Brian back on, we'll go on with the show so he can do some
awesome
readings,
thank
which
you so
I don't
much
know that you want to do. But you're very welcome.
Right. When you guys were talking about s'mores and stuff, I was actually going to do a plug, if no one's tried them yet, doing the strawberry s'mores, where you actually use a strawberry and you dip them in marshmallow and you blowtorch them or hold them over a fire. They are absolutely incredible.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, you know, this is really a metaphysical show, but we're talking s'mores here. How do you do this? What do? You put the – what? Tell me.
So basically, it's just a strawberry, whatever size strawberry you want. You dip it into marshmallow fluff, and you torch it.
Oh, marshmallow fluff.
On a fire.
What?
Yep.
And then you put it between the
incredible
two cookies?
Nope. You actually don't even use it. You don't even use graham cracker for it if you don't want to. You just eat it.
Okay. Well, here's the dealio. When I come there, because I will be there at the next festival, you owe me 10 of those. Okay.
All right. I can do that for you.
All right. Wonderful.
Well, the next time
now
you
I'm
come,
really excited. Yes.
Next time, when you do come, what I'm going to tell you is we're going to have to get you a fake beard so you can enter the beard contest. So we'll be having a beard contest with Modern Viking, and one of the entries is you can actually wear a fake beard. So we'll have to get you a good fake beard.
I just want to wear Ragatha big braid in the back of my hair. That will be enough. You need to get me a big braid or I'll come in it.
Absolutely. We actually have damsels there who will actually be doing hair braiding, and they have beads, and they'll be doing a bunch of different stuff. So we definitely can make it work for you.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm missing this. Well, maybe you got to have it twice a year instead of once a year. But I have to tell you, before we've got to get to the audience, but – I have to tell everyone that I am sorry I'm going to miss it physically. I would go there if I could. I think this would be a very awesome event, and I hear it's an awesome venue. And thank you, Jen.
Oh my God,
I know she probably isn't listening.
Gorgeous.
I would probably want to live there. That's the problem. But other than that, I think this sounds wonderful. You sound excited, Brian.
There's a talk that they'll actually be doing a B&B on property, not B&B, but Airbnb on property. They actually have the Bond building, which is available for rental. They have a gorgeous opportunity for a church there, so you can do weddings and stuff there. They have a Civil War event coming up, so a bunch of different stuff that they offer there. And they've been coming up here in April. They even do homeschool days, so the kids can come in and learn about, learn more about pioneer life, learn more about this, like, kind of those skills that people don't always think about, especially when it's coming from the older generation. And, you know, me being an herbalist, a lot of that information is lost. A lot of this information is passed on person to person, and when someone dies out, that information dies with them.
That's true. When I die, the whole world's going to have to, because, see, my knowledge is so much that, you know, without me, I think the sun just won't shine.
Absolutely, Bonnie. There would be a star missing from the sky.
Thank you, baby. I knew you'd say that.
You're
That's
welcome.
Why I have you on. Now, I just want to get to everybody because I did pull a card, but we do want to talk to, and thank Jen for coming on. I wish I had more time to talk to her, and I will in the future. What I do want to tell everybody is we just had a solar eclipse. Oh my God, I can't even think. We had an unbelievable solar eclipse. And it was so amazing. The thing is that we can look at it, but it means something. Brian, I want to know from you what your take was on this solar eclipse. And then we have a full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd of April. And we're in Mercury retrograde. So tell me.
I know, right? It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of energy being thrown at people at the same time. We actually, as a shop and stuff like that, we actually did a drum circle at Kellerman Point Farm, and we actually drummed in the eclipse. And a lot of people don't realize that the eclipse itself is all about release. It's all about letting go and kind of doing that reset. And so what we were doing is we actually were putting together the thoughts, those emotions, those things that we want to let go of prior to the eclipse. And then afterwards, we were welcoming in the energies that we're looking forward to moving forward in the next generation and everything like that. So definitely there is a opportunity, you know, for growth, for potential to kind of let this stuff go. You know, let it go. Don't hold on to it. No longer serves you.
Absolutely. But you do know we are in a retrograde. You know, I always look at the pieces and parts. So when I looked at it, I see solar eclipse. Solar is good. That's the sun. It is the biggest, you know, it's one of our most important star, you know, not a star, but important things in the sky. It nourishes us. Then you have the eclipse. So something's eclipsed out of that. But in, unlike the moon where it would be hidden, which I when I see a full lunar eclipse, I'm like, ah, but a solar eclipse, what I feel, and I wonder what you feel, is this is something that's like the sun. You have the sun card. And when you put something in front of the sun and it eclipses it out, there's a reason. And we have then we have Mercury retrograde, so it's got to be from the past. Could be past lives. Could be from your past. But it's for the better. And when it comes back
absolutely.
Around, unlike the moon, which the moon you want to just pull your hair out. But with the sun, it's always going to be for the better. Don't you feel that, Brian?
I do. And one of the other things is we always talk about bringing light to the situation. You know, a lot of times you have people who, you know, want to gossip or people who like to hide in the shadows and, you know, a lot of that stuff. One of the best ways to deal with those situations, you bring light to the situation. And, you know, if you're, you know, if gossip is the problem, your best bet is to actually work with that individual directly to kind of keep everything very transparent so that way, you know, you're bringing light to that situation. Or better yet, if you're working with somebody who is, you know, I always laugh about people who are, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, it's easy to do things in secret, but the moment you're trying to do it in the middle of a room full of people, it's kind of hard to do that. And so, you know, it's bringing that information forward. And not only that, even, you know, I hate to use the word occult, but occult is just the hidden knowledge. And, you know, nowadays with bringing this stuff forward, sometimes you just have to bring it forward and bring it to the light.
I absolutely agree. Occult is a funny word. People think it's a bad word, but in the 1600s, it wasn't. It meant things that we use as, you know, a transition or for magic, and they call it a cult. I don't like that word, but really the truth of the matter is it encompasses a lot of things. But what I do want to say is when things are eclipsed out of your life and people get scared, you have to look at it where it's in your chart. And not only, you know, that, but we do have free will. I don't love the way word free will, but there are things that they say were eclipsed out of your life that need to go. Some people don't want to let go, and that's going to be harder for them in the future should they not want to do that. But I feel like this solar eclipse, I don't know why, but I feel like it's going to be a good solar eclipse. I feel that.
Oh, I do. I agree full-heartedly. And then the other part of that conversation in a lot of ways too is looking at looking at it as a whole. And then, you know, and also because we have that full moon in Scorpio, so a lot of this is going to be about balance. And if you're not willing to deal with that, you're not willing to deal with your past, you're not willing to deal with that trauma, it's going to rear up in its ugly head, and it's going to run ruckus in your life.
Absolutely. So we're going to be here to help you through that all the time. I'm going to start trying to put back on Blog Talk once a week, but you do know that my true love is Instagram, everyone, for who's listening. Please put Instagram.
I know, and I also enjoy Instagram with you as well, but at the same time, I thought your Blog Talk community would love to hear about
Absolutely.
The information of Viking Fest. And it's also been a little bit since me and you both have been on here. So it's a great opportunity
Absolutely.
To connect with everybody.
Well, and a lot of people like Blog Talk. And so I really do, you know, I'm really enthused and jazzed to do Instagram because people see me and I can actually see them. And that won't stop. I am going to do it. But I am going to start putting more Blog Talk shows for everybody on. And today I pulled a card. So we've got to get to... What's so funny is I pulled the Shield Yourself card. It's the Bougainvillea. And it says, invoke protection to bring this situation to a speedy end. That means whoever's on this line and whoever's going to listen to this, there's something in your life that exactly what we were talking about that needs to be eclipsed out and brought to a speedy end. And when it says shield yourself, that just means be prepared for when you do that. You've got to be prepared that if you are going to bring something to a speedy end, there has to be preparations made as to what's going to happen next. You can't just have a speedy ending and then you're standing there going, what? So think about it and know that there's a situation in your life that really needs to be ended or at least brought up, and shield yourself with the fact that if you've done your homework, if you know what's right, you are going to be able to do this, and it'll be in what I always call in grace. So do
oh,
you
absolutely.
Have
Brian? And the other part of that is, too, is I'm going to say with the shield yourself, we also have to remember, too, that we have Mercury in retrograde, which also means that a lot of the stuff that we've tried to hide or thrown or a rug or whatever the case may be will actually move forward and actually stare us directly in the face. So your best bet, once again, is bring it to light and deal with it directly versus trying to skirt it or trying to hide from it, because retrograde is all about dealing with your past, and it's also a friendly reminder for everybody. Retrograde is really about dealing with communication problems. And so, you know, if you're having to communicate with people, you want to do it almost in triplicate to make sure everybody is aware of the information and is aware of what's going on. You know, and depending on who you are, this retrograde can hit you a lot harder than somebody else. If you're naturally and normally a very creative speaker type personality, this will actually impact you, because it's not so much impacting you, it's actually impacting those that are actually doing listening, those that actually have to be part of the discussion. Sometimes it's not impacting you, but it's actually impacting other people.
I love that. Do you have any wise words of wisdom for getting through this month? And then I'm going to go to the audience, because we do need to get there.
As far as I always, especially for retrograde, one of the things I always talk about is you can do a retrograde jar. I've done them multiple times. What you can do is use any mason jar or glass, and what you're going to do is you're going to put three dimes in it, which used to be made out of mercury. If you have mercury dimes, you can go ahead and use them. But more importantly, that mercury sign is on the mercury sign is on the back of all your dimes. You can actually go ahead and drop them in that jar. You're going to set it off to the side. Do a little bit of intention work and ask all the energy directed toward you through retrograde to actually go in that jar. And so that way it kind of acts as that energy sink for you, kind of redirect all that energy away from you and into the jar. And then at the end of retrograde, you can always dump it out or dispose of that in a way that you see fit. You don't want to hold on to it. You want to dump and get rid of it. The other one is lemongrass oil.
How about spending it?
You can spend the dimes, sure. 30 cents may get you a candy bar nowadays in some places, but I don't know about that anymore.
Well, if you added a few dollars to it, you could get a cup of coffee, Brian. If you added $5 to 30 cents, you could probably.
You can actually use the 30 cents and get some penny candy at Century Village gift shop. So that might be an option. But other than that, that might be the only place 30 cents gets you nowadays. The other one is I also talk about lemongrass. Lemongrass is phenomenal for using a lemongrass oil in your door frame, kind of using it as a way to kind of anoint the house. It's a way to kind of shield yourself from those effects of retrograde, and it does help quite a bit.
I love that. What about Mr. Teologist? And, you know, I call you teologist because I'm thinking herbologist, teologist. I think it sounds really well. Somebody said you're a master tea, you know, a master tea person.
Teologist is actually a thing. It's just like a mixologist or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
But yes.
And I think I just, you know how I see you even in your past life. So is there any certain teas that you can recommend for this retrograde? We've still got another 2 weeks.
Right, and so what I'm going to do is what I'm going to kind of talk about with this time frame for everybody is with retrograde, it's really, I always tell people you want to be working with herbs that actually help with communication. And so, mint is a great one. Mint is a good one to kind of help work with that throat chakra and kind of open it up and kind of help with communication. Lemongrass tea is another great one. Once again, kind of work with that energy of mercury to kind of help yourself. Remember Mercury, a lot of people forget Mercury was actually the messenger god. So, and with him going backwards, that's why the communication runs slow. It's because it's it's you visually will see Mercury appear to go backwards. And, you know, it's in, that's the funny part about this is people don't always realize that in retrograde, it just appears to be going backwards. So if you can kind of change your thought process, change your communication, sometimes things are a lot better. That being said, I tell people every single day, don't be buying electronics and don't be buying cars and don't be signing contracts during retrograde. Those are always a negative because the communication. And if you do find yourself having to do it, I've done everything from touching lemongrass oil to a contract to actually using lemongrass in teas just as a way to kind of help with that communication with everything that's going on.
That is a great, great tip, and we're going to go to the phone lines. Brian, I just really, you know me, I just really love all the things you bring. And you know what, then you got, once it starts to go, you know, direct, then you're hit with, on the 23rd, right after it, you're hit with a Scorpio full moon, and Scorpio is all about emotions. It's all about deep, deep, deep depth stuff. And then it's a full moon letting go. So it's going to be a heck of a month.
I'm going to step out of line here. And I always say that Scorpios are the bipolar zodiac sign because they have the they tend to have the extremes on emotions. They have the emotional part of the water sign, and then they also have the fire of the fire sign. So sometimes those are in direct opposition to each other, or, you know, in a bad way, in a good way or a bad way. You know, fire and water makes steam. It can either burn you or it could drive a train. If you allow it to
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All I was going to say is if you allow it to drive a train, what it's going to do is going to help and be beneficial versus sitting back and getting burned from the steam.
Well, you do know what I'm going to say. They do run the sex organs, and they are the sexiest sign besides one of the most intuitive. And so when you say that fire and water make steam, oh, yeah, they're one of those kind of signs. So everyone who's a Scorpio, I bow down to you, babe. So we are going to go. You ready to go? You ready to go to the phone lines, Brian?
Absolutely.
So today we can't do any tea leaf readings because, but Brian can bring forward anything that you need to, and so can I. So I'm going to first go to we are absolutely full, and I just want to thank everybody for coming. You know, I don't put up that many shows on Blog Talk. This tells me that I'm going to have to, and I haven't lost, you know, I don't want to lose you guys. I know that you are important to me and always have been. So start looking for my shows. I'm going to try to put them on once a week, maybe once a week, and then I'm going to flip onto Instagram. So that might be the way to do this. So 203, you've been waiting patiently.
Weird white, white. See?
Hello?
Yeah, you could put, like,
hello?
Glitter in there. Here, let me cut.
Well,
no,
203,
wait.
You're on live.
Wait, we'll see.
Hello?
It didn't grab you. No.
Okay,
you.
I think
okay,
she's
right.
Just talking to she's talking to someone, but it isn't us. So 860, you are on. 203, you've been put on, and you're not answering. So I'll get back to you. 860, you are on with Brian and I. Hi.
Hi. Hi, hi. Thank you so much. I was just explaining Mercury retrograde to someone at a call center because they said everything was down.
Oh, good.
Yep.
I'm so glad. You know, I hate that it was down, but I could go into my Mercury retrograde moments with Spectrum, with my TV, with my phone, and with everything else. So I'm glad somebody else is having issues, but not really. But hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm from Connecticut. And
hi, Lisa.
If you could, hi. It's not just Mercury retrograde. I was having, like, catastrophic everything falling apart health-wise, and I'm just wondering what's going on with me. Can I ask that?
Yeah, I'm gonna let Brian ask, but I just need a birthday because I'm gonna tell you there's someone else that I know very, very closely whose health is falling apart, and I'm wondering if you're the same sign. What sign are you?
I'm Aquarius, January 26, 1959.
You're,
okay,
and
not
I'm
an Aquarius. Yep.
And
go ahead,
what
Brian.
I was just getting ready to say is that I really kind of want to remind you a lot of times when it comes to health and stuff like that, with the eclipse, once again, sometimes we have neglected our health and we let our health to slide to the wayside. And so a lot of times it's going to bring up all that in for us to have to deal with on a consistent basis. I'm also, part of me also wants to get into, like, anytime I get a feeling of like lupus or anything like that, what I always like to talk about is making sure that we find ways to drop ourselves out of that fight or flight mode, bring ourselves out of the stress conversation. Meditation is great. Looking at ways to kind of bring that stress level back. What you're going to find out, the pain and some of the other symptoms of lupus or RA and stuff like that will actually become beneficial if you can get the stress level to come down.
Do you know what? So that is really interesting. Brian, explain, because what you're doing is you're looking at certain diseases, but they're what you're getting as a feeling, and then you tell them what they need to do. So it's not necessarily you have all these diseases, right, Brian? It's how you want
correct.
To look
it's
at
more,
them. Correct.
It's more, I always look at, and you're absolutely right, it is looking at diseases. And a lot of people, we've got away from looking at it as that way. You know, it's literally dis-ease. And a lot of times that stress will actually cause us to lose the ease in our life. And so if we can work within that ease, it allows us to step out of the stress and stuff like that. I just got done telling, I tell people all the time, stress was designed to allow us to run away from the saber-toothed tiger. Really, truly, it allows you to run away from the saber-toothed tiger. Problem is, nowadays, we are more worried about having negative $500 in our checking account, and our body does not know how to deal with that, and it actually still drives that internal engine like we're running from the dinosaur. And if our body stays in that state of flight or fight, that's when we start getting into some of those chronic conditions. So it's definitely about stepping into the ease of the situation, step out of the stress and drama of it all. Does that make sense?
Well,
to you?
I already had all the diseases, but now my heart is kind of falling apart. It's bad.
I'm going to talk out of line here. I'm not a doctor by no means, but I am going to say a lot of times if we've dealt with a lot of stress in our lives, what will end up happening is that heart will actually have to take a moment and take a breath. And a lot of times when it actually takes a breath, we'll actually see some, I'm going to say, just, you know, we'll see some problems versus anything. So definitely want to check into with the doctor and make sure everything's going, like, doing medically is going on. And then I'm going to say it's about making sure that we're dealing with the stress, make sure we're drinking plenty of water. And I'm actually going to throw another one at you. I would actually encourage you to use some cardamom when you cook, because cardamom will actually help bring that blood pressure and everything in line as well.
Use what?
Cardamom.
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 It's funny because, yes, cardamom. I use it in my hot child. I got to tell you what happened. So once we talked to you, I used cardamom. I just started putting it in my hot chocolate. I couldn't figure out why, Brian. And that's must be why. Because I have high blood pressure, heart stuff, and all this. I started adding cardamom and also turmeric, two things that I think my body might need.
Wow. I love that. I thought you were saying use karma, and I'm like, use karma?
Hey,
we don't want to
use
karma. That's old news.
It's going to happen to. Yeah, I don't think karma's going to do it yet. But I have to tell you, because since he brought it up, I did pull two cards. The first card I pulled was, and I know you are. It's my seven heavenly virtues. You are a really good soul. When I pull this, it embodies everything graceful and wonderful in the world. So I know that that's what you embody. And I love that, because not everybody gets this. And if you see this card, you would just want to cry. You are standing there, this beautiful fairy or whatever she is standing there throwing trying to touch a star. So it tells me, and all the heavenly virtues are wonderful, look them up. So for me, this tells me that you are wonderful and sweet, very loving and giving soul. The next card I pulled for you was the strength card. Brian started talking about the saber tooth a lot, but this is a lion, and that reminds me of what he was talking about, the saber tooth. So in you are, which I'm looking at this card and I'm reading you are putting your hand into this big saber tooth or lion's mouth. You don't have it on there, but you're touching the top of his nose, the bottom of his snout, and you are looking at him, and he is behaving. That means for me to tell you, you have the strength to get through this. There are things wrong. I can feel them, and we can give you some, things we would like you to do. We aren't, I'm a nurse, but I'm not a doctor. And I think you have been to the cardiologist, haven't you, or to your family doctor?
Oh yes, cardiologist a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I have cardiologists in my family. I'm very familiar with the heart. And you do know that things do affect the heart. And one of the big ones is stress. Now, if you've got familial problems like I do, it doesn't matter, but it adds to it. So when I look at you, there is a lot of things that you could, will it get rid of all that heart issues? It won't get rid of all of them, but it will help. And it will help so that your heart can take a breath. You're still going to need to go through what you have to go through, but you don't want to put extra stress on that heart. And that is stress, because I do it. So for me, I'm going to tell you, my body, and I don't know why, but I can't drink coffee anymore, so I drink hot chocolate. And I drink the one that's only 40 calories, but it's natural. And I started putting, Brian, cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, and turmeric in it. And I love the taste, but I looked at it and I said, this has got to be medicinal. So tell me what all those mean so we can tell our caller too.
Really, truly, you have a lot of anti-inflammatory stuff going on there. You have, it also helps a lot with blood sugar because of the cinnamon. You also have a lot of things that are in there are antioxidants that actually help pull toxins out of the body. So absolutely.
Well, what I'm seeing is my hot chocolate, honey. So I would love you to try it. Write it down or listen to the show. You just sprinkle it in there. I mean, I'm going through it like crazy because I happen to like the taste of it all of a sudden. I love that really like muddy, woody taste of the turmeric, and the cardamom is really, it's very interesting with the chocolate. And so I know that Brian does tea, and right now I'm drinking tea. But I think you should add some of these things to what you're drinking. I feel like they might help. And what I mean by might
Absolutely.
Help is, I feel that it might bring down some of the, one of them are an anti-inflammatory. And, and cinnamon is also good, Brian, I think, for a cholesterol or your blood pressure. Brings
yep.
one of them down.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is, too, is you were talking about chocolate. If anybody, mm-hmm. You can actually get your hands on, and I'm going to say ceremonial grade cacao will actually work a lot with, it'll actually act as a natural antidepressant, and actually is also works as a mood stabilizer too. So chocolate actually has a lot of great benefits. You have to remember that it was used as medicine by the Aztecs. So there's absolutely a lot of great medicinal benefits to chocolate. So that's one of those things that, I tell people, I'm not talking Swiss Miss, but I am talking, a good quality dark chocolate or a good quality ceremonial-grade cacao. You can throw it with an almond milk or throw it with a non-dairy milk here and use that as a way
to
kind
water.
Of – yep, same concept, but definitely as a way to
I
kind of
water.
Work with that. And, ceremonial cacao, they tell you to eat a quarter piece a day. So this isn't telling somebody they have to drink a lot of it, but definitely is a way to kind of help in a lot of different ways. And with it being an antioxidant, there's nothing wrong with having a piece of dark chocolate. It'll help in a lot of different ways.
Well, good, because I have? I put it in good old Swiss Miss, 40 calories, but I'm going to now switch. Well, I'll do what you're saying, too. So go ahead. I'm sorry. What would you like to say?
Bonnie, I can't have coffee either anymore. Putting me in AFib, and I found this product called Dandy, D-A-N-D-Y Blend with Dandelion.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And they have it organic and they have it regular, and it has no gluten. They remove the gluten somehow.
Okay.
And it tastes like coffee, and it's delicious, and it's 5 calories a cup.
Yep.
I'm
going to
try
Americans,
that.
Native Americans
so
actually use dandelion root. quite a bit for coffee. The other one I would actually recommend is chicory. So if you have anybody, any of our grandparents who are during the Depression. Yep, chicory is one of those ones that is amazing for coffee as an alternative.
Yeah, barley, rye, chicory, roasted dandelion root extracts. It's delicious.
Okay, I
want to
get Dandy, what's it called again? Tell Brian, because I'll never remember. My brain isn't there. So will you tell him so he can tell me back?
Remember, it's just Dandy, D-A-N-D-Y blend with dandelion.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
okay,
a great
good.
One. Also, I'm going to do a comment for everybody. If anybody is looking to do a decaf coffee or a coffee with a little less caffeine, you can actually get chicory root and mix it with your coffee. And it'll actually do it as a 50-50 blend or reduce the caffeine in it. Also, a lot of your coffees out of Louisiana already have the chicory already added. So definitely, it has more of a bitter flavor to it, but all the coffees are really good.
Yeah, it's nice. Café du Monde. So I hope you got something, because I got to tell you something. I have a lot of heart issues too. And mine's more familial as well as stress. So I get you a lot. I really do. And I also feel that some of the things, and I'm not going to get into any politics or anything like that because I won't, but we did things to our bodies with things that the government made us do, which we all did. I mean, we had to, that I feel was a part of, and a lot of it had heart issues attached to it. You will find that out in the next few years. So all you could do is try to reduce your stress and try do this, what we're telling you, as well as go to your cardiologist. As what I think about your body, I feel you have those strengths to overcome it. You have the strength to understand that sometimes as each year goes by and we don't know past lives, what we all have, that things happen. But when I see the strength card with the heavenly virtues, it lets me know you have the ability to conquer this, okay?
Bonnie, I do have one more thing I want to add in, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a very strong female energy stepping forward. She wants me to identify her as pink is more what I need to talk about, and I kind of feel like this is mom's side of the family. I don't know if mom's in here or if this is grandma stepping forward, but it's a lot of love, a lot of support for you, and I kind of feel some of this heart stuff, just like you were talking about, Bonnie, I think some of this stuff is genetic. And so sometimes we got to see what those genes are like. But definitely she's giving you the love and letting you know that you have what it got to get through this.
Oh,
thank you.
Brian,
thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
Hi.
I hope you've got
a huge bless you.
You're welcome.
Honey, we'll be here once a week. Just take a look. Hopefully maybe Wednesdays. I've got to talk to Brian. But you have a great day. And you can always listen back to the show. Brian, that was a wonderful message to end this call, but thank you so much. And, yeah, I picked up familial. So thank you. Honey, have a great day and get well, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, now let me see. I'm going to go to 440. You've been waiting, too. 440, you are on with Brian and I. We don't have a whole long time, so let's get to what you'd like to know from us. Hi.
I believe that's Jenny, actually, is the 440 number.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Jenny, would you like to ask us a question? If not, I'm moving to the next caller. Okay, let me move. Okay. And 307, you are on with us. I know who this is. Hi.
Hello. How goes it?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm so happy.
Hey, pretty good.
How did you know it was Kelly? How did you know it was Kelly?
The 307 number. I know who she is by now.
Well, honey, you can ask a question because we only have 6 minutes, but I want to tell you that did you hear what he said about the Vikings? Because she is super into this. So did you hear about
– it was a little bit late where I came in was the s'mores and the fake beard contest is what I heard. But I have something I want to say. The previous caller with the, you know, with the spices and stuff, that January 26th just happens to also be an Ace of Diamonds card, Bonnie. So she is your time twin. So I'm like, that's very interesting. You guys are having a issues.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I had a feeling. That's why I kept saying familials. I knew she you know, I could identify with her. That's crazy because, you know, yeah. I just talked about, what's Brian again? What was Brian? What was his life card?
I'm August 1st. I forget what she said I was.
August 1st.
Yeah, you can't give a reading, but just, yeah, what is his card? Like the Ace of Diamonds?
Oh,
I'm an Ace of Diamonds.
No,
what is he?
Diamonds. Queen of Diamonds.
He's a queen of diamonds?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well,
Kelly, I take it personally.
Okay.
You're calling me a queen.
Oh, God.
Hey,
no,
listen.
Don't do that. That's your card.
Yeah,
That's
sister
card.
Is a king. Wait a minute. My sister is a king of diamonds or a king of something. And listen, she's about as and I laugh and say, yes, she is a king. But anyway, he's a queen. So he is a queen.
Well, you're trying to say something
of, oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not. So let me ask you a question. So what does it mean? Real quick, because we only have 4 minutes.
Right. Okay. I mean, for a male, having that, it's kind of, you know, the queens are considered the moon cards. So they're always in a supportive role, and they tend to be really good counselors and people who help other people, which I'm like, knowing what he does, is like, it fits him to a T. It really does. Because you're very, very supportive.
And
it
fits him like a T.
Right.
It fits him like a T. And he is a T person.
Right. Is the two hardest, the two cards that run neck and neck each other that have the hardest life path in this life path are the Three of Diamonds and the Queen of Diamonds. And it's like they are noted as being the hardest life path to have. So it's like, so you've overcome a lot of adversity in a lot of ways too. Just saying.
Wow. Brian, don't you love that?
I do love that. And I think right now with everything going on, trying to do the shop and do what I do, the diversity that actually does fit me to pretty cool, as you said, to a T. So.
Yep. Well, you know what?
And,
I just have to
laugh.
Tell you.
One thing, Kelly, I got to laugh at, and as soon as you started talking, I just have, like, chickens all around you, and I don't know why I've talked chickens. And I think I just want to talk chickens.
My hands
are laying. Yep, I just have to talk chickens all around you. That's as soon as you started talking, that's all I had to talk about, was chickens.
What?
That's funny.
Wait a minute. What? Now we have chickens and hens? What are you talking about, Kelly?
I'm not a typical animal communicator, but I have tons of chickens around her. That's why I'm like, okay, I have chickens.
Oh, my God. I love that, Brian. Christy, she never told me about the chickens. She only tells me about the goats, which she needs to get rid of, and I hope you see that. She needs to get rid of her goats. I've told her for 4 years. So now she has chickens.
Guess what? It's like,
well,
a bunch of
I have a couple people who would love the hides as well as the skull. So she does get rid of it. I have people who would be all about that. And most of them are going to be at Viking Fest coming up in May.
Oh, no, they're not going to eat them. They need to take care of them, Brian. We don't do meat, okay?
Well,
we need to take care of them.
One of the girls who works with the animal hides as well as the skull is actually a vegetarian, so definitely will not. She actually uses it as a way to honor the animal from the horns to hoof. So it's very much making sure that the animal is honored and not wasted. So.
Well, guess what? These animals are prized.
Dairy goats,
and
they do milk.
Yeah.
So they're kind of skinny. I don't know if you know the difference between a Jersey cow and an Angus cow. So yeah, dairy goats are like the Jersey cows of the goat world, and whereas the boars are the Angus cows of the goat world.
Minute and 46 seconds, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to do really well with Brian. We have 90 seconds. You're going to do really well at the Viking Fair with Brian. So, Brian, she's going to help MC.
She offered to MC for us and do some rune readings and stuff for us on air while we're going on. It's all about the Viking Fest coming up on May 4th and 5th. If anybody wants to get a hold of me as a psychic medium, feel free to give me a call, 330-274-7353. I always encourage people to text first, though.
Right. And he is wonderful. I give him as a gift all the time. I'm going to say that for everyone on, we will be back. I'm sorry I couldn't pick you all up. Usually I do a 90-minute show, but it isn't happening today. So I will be back next week, possibly. I'll have to talk to Brian. I don't know if it's coming up to
we'll be back
events. I will be back next week. So everyone, please call back. I'm going to start trying to put shows on maybe every Wednesday, and then I'll switch over maybe two to three at Instagram and 3 to 4 on Blog Talk, whatever Brian wants to do, or 2 to 3. It's up to him. But also, I would like you all to go over to Instagram. Then you get to see me, and you get to see Brian's cute mug, and you'll be able to see his actually tea relief readings and giving you a reading. So for everybody, I want to thank you for coming. Brian, again, tell everyone where they can get information for the show, for the event you're putting on, please.
I'm going to encourage everybody to check out the Century Village website, as well as check out Century Village Viking for the Viking Fest. May 4th, May 5th, the Horde's invading. Come check it out.
That's right, and I'm Ragnar, but I'm a vegetarian Ragnar, and I'm going to have a big, long break. For everybody, I'll see you next week. Monday, I'm on Instagram at 2 o'clock, me out. It's with Minnow Pond. He is an amazing tarot. He's a master of all that. And then we've got Brian, who's a master himself in a lot of things, including he's an herbologist and a teologist. How can you get any better? He brings through spirit. He's a psychic medium. He's amazing, and everyone wants readings from him. So please join us back here Wednesday, and we'll give you some more information. Kelly, thank you. You know, you rock the house, too. You do your Atlantean life and birth cards, which will be great for you during that that show, and it'll be wonderful. She's a great MC. So, again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank, and if Jen's still listening, Jen, I want to thank you for coming on and telling us a little bit about your village. And have a great, great night, everyone. I'll see you back next week. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.